Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Coffee and Code. I'm your host, Ashley Coffee. Coffee and Code is here to help bridge the gap between technology and people through each informative episode. On this show, you'll hear exclusive interviews with experts and innovators in the tech space. No matter your level of expertise or ability, I believe you can be excited, informed, and empowered to learn how the rapidly evolving tech world impacts your daily life. Subscribe to Coffee and Code to be notified when new episodes go live. You can also find me on Twitter at AshleyCoffee_ and on Instagram at AshleyRCoffee89. Thanks for listening, and welcome to Coffee and Code. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Coffee and Code. I'm excited to have two really awesome people on the show with me today, and they're actually locals here in Oklahoma, where I'm based out of. We've got Cody Giles and Jaye, and they've been collaborating on some really cool technology slash art projects together, and I'm so excited for them to talk about it today. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Cody and Jaye.
What's up?
How's it going?
Well, thank you for taking the time to come on. It just feels like yesterday we were sitting in a coffee shop in December talking about this cool collaboration that we'll be diving into. But both of you, Cody and Jaye, can you tell us a little bit more about yourselves?
Yeah, go for it, Cody.
Oh, okay, I'll go first. First off, I thought this podcast was about coffee, so I'm geared up to talk about coffee too. Coffee and code. It's a joke. Lol. Heyo. I mean, how far back do you want me to go? I moved here to Norman, Oklahoma in 2016. I came up from Texas. I worked at the newspaper here in town, and then eventually took over the community magazine that's for Norman. And then now I work on the marketing team at OEC Fiber, which is a fiber internet provider here in central Oklahoma. I've been a photographer since 2005. So, oh God, 17 years. It sounds a lot longer when you say it, but photographer, graphic designer, just a collaborator. I really like, we'll get into this more deeper in the conversation, but just really like meeting people and working with them and getting to know them and being a part of what they're doing and vice versa.
Yo.
Yeah, Cody, I feel like you're the ultimate connector, right? And that's, much appreciated, especially in this, new renaissance of technology and art and really just community. I know you've been
a lot of it is just that I love talking to people, and my granddad, Fred Giles, was my best friend, and that dude never met a stranger. And I remember as a kid, just watching how he interacted with people and how he made everyone feel so at ease and welcome. And he just made friends with everyone. And it was just so cool to watch. And so now, every time I do it, it's kind of a reminder of this is what I watched as a kid. And now that I get to do it, it's a really cool experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And for our international listeners that don't know where Norman is, it is located in Oklahoma, which is in the United States. We're smack dab in the middle, and it's currently July and a crisp 112 yesterday. It's brutal. Jaye, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah. So, I am a local artist here in Oklahoma City. It's mostly raised in Oklahoma, and always gravitated towards creative things ever since I was young, whether it was drawing and things like that. I got into skateboarding when I was probably like 10 or 11. And I think that had it like subconsciously influenced my creative path I ended up taking, just from being around like such diverse people, music influences, you know, even skateboard culture and style. Also around that time, like MySpace was coming out, you know, the internet's like kicking off, and I was the only one out of all my friends who would like edit skate videos. So that kind of was a small entryway into like digital art and video mm-hmm. editing at a young age. And mm-hmm. Later on, it kind of cycled back up. I was getting into creativity and finding ways to apply art to like anything around me. Basically, I went to video production school for 2.5 years, and that's kind of what really onsetted me into like, I think, a multimedia kind of artist career.
Wow, that's incredible. And I really think that's a good segue into my next question for the both of you, is I want to dig a little bit deeper into how you get involved in this world of art and technology ever since, you know, we've been encountering this world of emerging tech that really kind of set off and ignited in, I would say, 2017. But now we've got things like VR and AR, virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality, commonly known as XR. But I really want to hear more about, you know, the intersection of how you both got started there. So Jaye, do you want to kind of let us know?
Wait, so are you thinking like how like me and Cody came together, or like any like experiences individually, like we were like, oh, augmented reality, or is that what you mean?
I am just curious about what was the catalyst that you were like, you know, I really see this opportunity to blend technology and art together. And for example, the application that you're using it in the art show that you'll be talking about a little bit later on. But that's a pretty unique and innovative way to bring an immersive experience together. And that always starts with some kind of exploration, some kind of tinkering or creativity, more beyond, you know, starting how to edit videos, which is a good entry point. But what was that catalyst moment that really got you into the interest of wanting to push the boundaries of what's possible there?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, so most people kind of know me for this abstract pattern that I use a lot. And this pattern has basically always been an exploration for me. I stumbled across this pattern through exploration, and it has constantly pushed me to, you know, bend mediums, I like to say, or transcend a medium, or what else can I do with this simple pattern and ideate further. And so I've always kind of been into taking this pattern and seeing how I could, you know, push it through another medium, another space. Augmented reality has been kind of like surfacing probably in my peripherals since like 2018, 2019, because, you know, I'm painting murals and things of that nature, and I might have seen a friend do something, and I was like, huh, that, you know, that's creative, you know. And it wasn't until the pandemic, you know, I was kind of already exploring some new like subject matter and ideas, and the augmented reality became, I realized, the almost like the proof of concept that I could pull out in front of people to show them like bigger ideas that I can't physically manifest. And so then that's when I started tinkering with augmented reality and just taking this 3D orb that I was carving on my iPad. Mm. And just putting it out into physical space and showing people, because also, I like I said, especially here in Oklahoma, There isn't like a lot of artists maybe tinkering with augmented reality. There might have been like one or two, like I said, that I might have heard of, but no one really was like, oh, how do I take this further? And I was tinkering with it, and Cody thought it was pretty interesting, and it sparked up a conversation.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that backstory. I love when you shared that when I first met you, and I thought it was so powerful. So I definitely wanted the audience to hear that. Cody, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so basically it was Jay is just immensely cooler than I am. And so I thought, man, how cool would it be to like mix what he's doing and what I'm doing? And like, I've been a fan for a good while. I met him at a JB show here in Norman at Legacy Park. And he was doing like a portrait in that kind of in that motif style of that he has, that pattern. And I just kind of walked up, just introduced myself, and was like, I want to buy that. And it's so cool. Like, I really want it. It's just so cool. I've never really seen anything like it. And so, I got it from him, and we just kind of stayed friends. We kind of ran the same circles every now and then. We cross paths. And then just something I'm really not just like something I really do a lot is just kind of reach out on Instagram to different people and just say, hey, like, you want to grab coffee or something and like get together. And so we did last September. And we sat and talked, I think, for like 4 hours. And the concept of the show really came out of it. And we talked about everything from like art to how it impacts, stuff culturally, whether you're talking about, getting people involved in it from a diverse groups of people. And so, and how there's so much more opportunities to involve different people in it. I think we even like it got around to like Alan Turing somehow. We're talking about patterns and just like
What?
finding these things. Yeah, it was crazy. Just like technology, it was a wild conversation. And but it was cool because like the concept of the show came out of it. And like I think we left, and neither one of us really knew what the show was going to look like. But over time, we just kept shaping it and kept meeting up. And I knew that I thought it would be cool to take portraiture of my work and his pattern, and like how do we merge that together? And then I'm on the Norman Music Festival board as well, and so I had talked to this friend of mine, Chase, who wants to eventually do like augmented reality mapping on the sides of the buildings for the festival, and like through a phone camera. And so I got talking to him. I was like, hey, like, how you've been talking about that? I was like, what if we scaled it down to something smaller? This is what I want to do. And I just explained to him exactly what I wanted. And he was like, yeah, I think we can make that work. And so brought him in, and Jay kind of put the stuff together. I got it over to Chase, and Chase put it together. And then like all that through the Artivive app has just brought this to life. And again, like, yeah, it's a collaborative show with me and Jay, but there's been so many other people who have been willing to like come alongside and like help make it happen. And that's what I always envisioned this show to be, is like a really like community supported like thing. And so like with the because Jay really has gotten into these orbs that I'm sure he'll talk more about. But I thought, man, how cool would it be to like get them 3D printed? And so I knew, a friend of mine works for the Pioneer Library System. And at the Central Library here in Norman, they do 3D printing. And so I, talked to her, and she offered up to let us do just about as much 3D printing of these orbs as we wanted for the show. And so got that. And then And then so just kind of mixing technology and like giving a different way to experience it. I feel like I'm rambling at this point.
No, that's a really good segue into let's talk about the show. So let's rewind a little bit. for our audience. So I'm kind of laid the groundwork for how you two met and kind of blending this melting pot of creativity and technology and two artists creating this awesome concept. But for everyone listening, the local show is called Between the Spaces, and it will be live August 12th through September. Can you correct me, Cody?
Yeah, September 9th or 10th, I can't remember.
Awesome.
Whatever the second Friday in September is.
Yeah, and I'll be sure to link that in the show notes, but for the listeners that want to learn more, what's the website to that?
Yeah, it's between-the-spaces.com, because between-the-spaces.com was taken. So I need the one with dashes, which honestly is kind of cool because Jaya stuff is kind of dashes, and it gives something in between the words. I don't know how meta you want to really get with it, but yeah, between-the-spaces.com is the webpage for the show.
Awesome. So let's dive into that. Let's talk about the experience. So as you were designing this experience, you were talking through the journey that the audience would go through as they're exploring this new immersive medium. And it's very intentional in the way that it's designed. It's a very human first approach, I would say. So Jaye, can you kind of talk us through that conceptual idea of what it will look like for someone who will be going through the exhibit?
Yeah, it'll as pretty mixed media, I would say. It's we were definitely trying to go for something immersive and experiential, and it's like almost like a handful of interactive stations surrounded by art. You know, we essentially have photos that will be hanging on the walls, that some are physically adorned with paint and some you can digitally adorn them with the Artivive app. We're going to have a place for people to actually contribute their mark, their own choice of paint on a canvas that will be, I'll be actually turning into a piece later. It's actually like a giant collaboration. One of my favorite things that we're doing that Cody got me excited about was some digital projections that we're going to have a room where some images, some visualizers that I made are going to be digitally projected. And we're also going to have the interactive photo corner that Cody's putting together. So yeah, a lot of interaction, I would say. You know, like definitely elements of an art show where, you know, things hanging on a wall, but, you know, some extended things to interact with as well.
And didn't you mention there will also be audio with us as well?
I don't think, unless I make a playlist.
Yeah, I could be misremembering. But Cody, do you want to talk us through the photography aspect here?
Yeah, so like I said, I mean, I've been shooting for a long time. And when I moved to Norman, in 2016, about 4 months of living here, I actually had my laptop and hard drive that had about 10 years worth of work on it stolen. And so it was all gone, all of it, every bit of it. There's nothing ever anywhere else ever. And so it really felt like, you know, I cried like a child, man. I was so upset because it felt like someone had died. I mean, you know, and, you know, I talked to a friend of mine and she just said, okay, you can be upset, but you left it in your car. And if I had taken it out of my car, then it wouldn't have gotten stolen, you know? And so she said, just learn from it and start and go. And so I did. And so I just started a new kind of collection, a new thing of work And from that, it's been just meeting people here. I knew two people when I moved to Norman, and now I joke all the time that I'm gonna have to auction off my phone because it's got so many like contacts and stuff in it if I were to leave or die. But so a lot of these portraits are people that I've just gotten to know that I've wanted to work with. And it's really diverse group, be it from race or sexual orientation, gender, things like that. And that was really intentional. And so half of the portraits are the subject looking at the camera, and the other half aren't. And so just to give this kind of like juxtaposition of like connection and disconnection, because one of the big things that, you know, Jaya and I talked about initially when we first started talking was, you know, where are you more connected? Are you more connected online or are you more connected in person? And so like, I think a lot of people have this like misconception that like, because of digital spaces and because of digital world, we're less connected than ever because we're not together. But I think the argument can be made the other way around. And I think what another part of the conversation that we talked to is like with the ability for like digital spaces and digital arena and world, you open up accessibility for people who maybe can't leave their homes or can't travel or can't do those things for whatever reason. And so with the show, it really kind of plays on that connection, disconnection. You're having to look between the spaces to see stuff, and you're having to move between spaces. You know, the photography corner we talked about is going to be Polaroids. Polaroids have played a huge role in my world as a creative. It goes back to my granddaddy, Fred, who shot Polaroids like crazy. And he and I would just play around with it. And I didn't know what anything cost back then. So we're just blowing through it. And it stuck with me. And now I've got thousands of Polaroids in boxes and like, you know, and so I really wanted that to play a role in this because it's so tactile and you can feel it. You can walk away with it. And so I'll have someone there taking Polaroids of people in that corner that Jaya is painting. We'll put them up on the wall to become part of the installation. And then there'll also be a space where Jaya's got his own kind of area for his canvas pieces, so that there's a real mix. And like having people walk around with their phones up, looking at these portraits, painting them digitally, like they get to participate. And it's not just showing up to a pretty art gallery or a museum and looking at stuff and reading descriptions, but they get to participate. And that's the point. And with the choices of the portraits, no matter who you are, when you come to the show, you're going to hopefully, I mean, obviously, you know, there's limits to everything, but like see someone who may represent you. And so that was a big part of the intentionality of choosing the portraits for the show.
And really, like I remember we also kept bringing up, it's like we're bridging that space for physical and digital.
Right.
And just bringing those into closer context for people to understand and just knowing, you know, how they do interplay and work with each other and not make them seem so distant or one or the yes. other, and how they can work together essentially.
Exactly.
Yes, and yes. I'm loving all of this. I'm so excited to see it in person when it goes live on August 12th. And I feel like I could talk to you both for hours. And I think we did back in December, which was fabulous. We should do that again. But as we start to kind of wrap up here, can you briefly kind of tell us what's next for the both of you?
Sheesh, what's next? I'm so immersed in what we got going on. I think things that I'm thinking about working on, definitely Cody has me bent on fleshing out this orb idea a little more. I mean, he was even him helping me take the step to get it 3D printed. You know, it just brought me one step closer into, you know, making this this idea into like a physical sculpture. And so I'm I'm thinking about ways of, you know, doing that, whether it's British with Web3 or not. You know, I'm pretty into building a sculpture, you know, hopefully having my own sculpture garden one day and just taking the small steps to get there. And also, like, possibly, like, some kind of basic Web3 education, explaining to artists, you know, maybe why digital authentication is useful. It's something that's been popping up a lot lately, and I've had a few conversations with some people who are like, I would be totally down to, like, you know, host this workshop type thing. So I'm definitely in the background trying to figure out how to maybe come up with something like that. But that's basically where my mind's at, this show and, you know, building out more physical and digital things.
That's so cool. I love that. Definitely. I feel like that's needed because this is a new Wild West. Everyone's trying to understand, right? And having someone there to kind of translate and guide what this new frontier is really important. Yeah. And Jaye, for those listening that want to follow your work, how can they find you, and on what social media platforms are you on?
Yeah, I'm on most social media platforms at Don Jaye, DawnJaye. You know, Twitter, Instagram, those are my most active places. I have recently been trying to upload more video content to my Don Jaye YouTube as well. But yeah, I mean, also jayetheartist.com, you know, that's where I'm hoping to make it more experiential in the future. So yeah, that's where you can find me.
Awesome. I'll be sure to link all of that in the show notes. And I've got a couple of minutes left, but Cody, can you tell us briefly what's next for you and where our audience members can find you?
Yeah, so you can find me pretty much anywhere at Creative Giles, G-I-L-E-S. I don't know, I tend not to post much. Some, I don't know, every now and then. My Instagram is a mix of photography and food. I'm a, like, amateur plant-based foodie. But just that, what's next? I don't know. Continue to just connect with people and try and learn from people as much as I can and work with as many people as I can. And, you know, get to traveling again now that, you know, it's, I'm not going to use the word safer, but you do what you can. And so just continue that and work in the, you know, I'm on the Norman Arts Board. I'm on the Public Arts Board here in Norman, on the Norman Music Festival. And so using my kind of access and my, you know, placement on these things to push art forward and make it more accessible and make it more equitable in Norman specifically. And so, and bringing people along and, you know, trying to get people seats at the table that haven't historically been able to do that. And so, yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm so appreciative of you both for the hard work that you do. It's so important to not only recognize inequities, but do something about it. So I applaud you both for, you know, collaborating and putting this experience together. I'm personally really excited to see it. I'm definitely going to invite my friends. But I think as we kind of wrap up the show, I want to leave everyone with a really good quote that I think resonates well with the show and with what's going on with Between the Spaces. And it's from Thich Nhat Hanh. And it's, "The present moment is the only time over which we have dominion." So, Cody, Jaye, thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Heck yeah, I'm gonna go find some coffee.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Coffee and Code, share it with a friend. You can also support this podcast by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, and you can also share it on social media. It doesn't matter if you have 5 or 500 or 5,000 followers, you have influence. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to be notified when new episodes go live. Thank you so much for listening to Coffee and Code.